Sorry. Miriam Bracha Basar Malka Mantchitza Ben Fegaldino, it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started yesterday similar. And the Mechaber said that you don't answer Amen after your own bracha, only when you have two brachas and one of them is the end of a subject, then you could say Amen. However, our minhag is that pretty much the only time we do that is by Uvnei Yerushalayim in benching. That was the summary of the Mechaber and the Ramad that we learned yesterday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Acha Rechaysav, after you make your bracha, Reitza Loima, what does the Mechaber mean? Acha Kol Bracha Miyuchedesh Umuvarech, any bracha that an individual makes, or you fill Acha Shtei Brachas, even if it's multiple brachas, Kol She'enam Siyam Brachas, if it's not the end of a section, end of the brachas, Amen, you don't answer Amen afterwards. The Issa B'Gemara, it's brought down the Gemara, Gemara and Brachas, Amen, if you answer Amen after each one of your own Brachas, you are Meguna. And basically, the Rabbeinu Yain over there explains, and the Gemara over there says, brings two Brises. One Brise says, Areze Meguna, it's low, it's not appropriate, and the other Brise says that Areze Meshubach, so the Gemara over there explains, when it's the end of a section, then it's Meshubach. When it's in the middle, you're not at the end of any area, and you're answering Amen after your own bracha, that is Meguna. And basically explains that when you're answering Amen, is signifying the end. So when you still have to make more brachas, signifying the end, it's like you're almost saying is, I had enough brachas. I don't have to make any more brachas. When it is the end, then it's okay to say Amen. We'll try to Gemara Mashma, the loy osa beze iser, it's not an iser, raktu maguna, it's not appropriate. Vahani mili, the loy osa beze hefsik, that it didn't cause a hefsik. Aval im berich alezid vat mitzvah shoroyitza lasiks by birchas anahen, and let's say you want to make a shahakol to eat something, the hefsik beze ben habracha loy sadava, now you made a hefsik, osa iser beze b'chayz mevarach. So the Torah is answering the amen at the end, there's no iser in it, but it's not appropriate. However, it's if it's a bracha that you're making a birchas anahenan, now you're making a hefsik. You're making the hefsik. You would have to make a new bracha anyway. Shem soif brachas. Mechaber said that it's the end of a section, like yehalalucha by halal, yeshtabach by pesuka de zimra. Heinu acha birchas shoyim amri sralad oyacha apoyer sukas shoyim b'shabbos. If it's on ma'ar b'shabbos, shu gemar brachas kriyishma. It's the end of the brachas kriyishma. Oh yeah, has birchas b'nei shalayim, or if the b'nei shalayim should gemar shalish brachas shoshayin shem and tayr, it's the end of the three brachas that amida raisa in benching. V'lo yachah brachas rishonis to arvis or the shachris, the brachas that you make before kriyas shema, you can't. Sh'af shehem shtei brachas, even though it's two, halayenim b'sayif inyan, it's not the end of the topic. V'amen l'shaych halay gemar v'silik inyan, the only time you can say amen after your own brachas, if it's at the end of a topic. Achia lalucha by halal, v'afagam v'ein oinen amen acha atzmoi, eladavka acha shtei brachas smuchas. Generally, we would only say, even with the shita, that at the end of a topic, you can say amen, it would only be after two brachas. Mikomakam hani mikri smuchas, the halalucha smucha lara bracha shalafnei halal. The bracha we make at the end of halal is considered attached to the bracha that we make in the beginning of Halal, and similarly, v'yishtabach smucha l'baruch shama, yishtabach is considered a peer of brachas, baruch shama, bracha number one, yishtabach, bracha number two, yishtabach being the end of the topic, the end of Pesukah de Zimra, you can, according to the Mechaber, and according to everybody, just not our minhag to do it, you could answer, amen. The ha'asla hafzik lasich ben baruch shama yishtabach. How do we see that baruch shama and yishtabach is connected? You're not allowed to be mafzik. You're not allowed to talk out in between. Ubein bracha shalafnei halal yalucha, and the same thing between the bracha before halal and yalucha. You're not allowed to speak out. Upsuka de zimmer shayinim beim neim lo have a hafzik. The psuka de zimmer that you're saying in the middle is not hafzik. Mashen ken bracha chaynishach habichas anahen, and when you make, let's say, an alamichya, afagav the ikigam ken shtei brachas, echos lefner vechos lechrea, we had the brachas, and I made the mezoinus beforehand. And now making alamichya, kemich ein lo achizim bracha rishayna, the bracha chreina has nothing to do with the bracha rishayna. Sharei rishayla hafzik ladaber ben atima shacha bracha rishayna ben bracha rechreina. I'm allowed to be mafzik and talk between the bracha rishayna And between the bracha achrayna, only between the bracha rishayna and actually taking my first bite, can I not be mafsik? But between the bracha rishayna and between the bracha achrayna, you could be mafsik. So there's no connection. I have a bracha achrayna and a bracha with cheder. So there, we view it as two individual brachas, and therefore you cannot answer amen after your own bracha. Bein Yerushalayim, why do we answer after Bein Yerushalayim? And she soiv bracha shehem midaraisa. This is the end of the brachas that are deraisa. The birchas hatoyve ameitev have midarabanan. As we've said many times, the fourth bracha and benching is darabanan. Since why is this the one place that we talk have the minik to say amen? We want to show that there's a difference between the first three brachas and the fourth bracha. The kach oinem achra amen. By saying amen, we're showing we just ended something. Oh, what did we end? We ended the daraisa, and now we're doing the rabbanan dika bracha. Shoy meramay by Meiriv. You can answer amen. Ein oinem achra yira neinu. Shemavarach ba'atzmai. Ku ein a shaykh lebichas kriyash mavake bracha miyuchedah. So the first set of brachas, the brachas before Kriya Shema, the two brachas before Kriya Shema, and the brachas after Kriya Shema, that is the entire thing. The Yiru Einenu that we say at the end of that, that's already that's a single bracha that's unrelated to the other brachas. Okay, let's start with Sif Beis over here. Hashemeya Echem Yisrael Mevarach Achas Mikol HaBrachas. Anybody hears a member of Chai Yisrael making any bracha, Af Al Pi Shaloi Shama Kulay Mitchilosev Atzoifoi, even though you didn't hear the entire bracha, Af Al Pi Shein Chai Beis HaBracha, even at the time I'm not Mechuyiv in that bracha. So a person's making Shahakol. I didn't hear his whole bracha. I heard just, we'll see how much you have to hear. But I only heard part of his bracha, and I'm not making chayav lanus achrav amen. You have to answer amen on it. So before we continue in the mechava, let's see the mishabur on this. Shaloi shama kulay al shama rak shemaske Hashem v'sefer bracha. You heard that Hashem alekenu, right? Shahakol nia bedvarei chayav lanus amen achrav. I have to answer amen, even though I didn't hear the baruch ata. The yeshar paiskim, those are all the fulay shama rak chasima bracha tzarf lanus amen. Even if I just heard the Shahakal Niyah B'dvarei, we're talking about any member of Klal Yisrael, you assume that who is this person making the bracha to? He's making the bracha to Hashem, and therefore you can answer Amen. That even the first Shita that said, I have to hear the Hashem Alekenu, that if I know what bracha the person made, even if I didn't hear the Hashem Alekenu, everyone agrees you should answer Amen. So you walk into a room, and somebody says Shahakol Niyah B'dvarei, I have a chiyuv to answer amen. And as the Rav said many times, the person making the bracha should be careful and make the bracha out loud, so people have this opportunity to answer amen. When I answer amen on the bracha, it's as if I made the bracha. Even though I'm not mechuyev in the bracha, writes Loima, b'chol shkenechashu atzmei chayv b'is bracha. Certainly, when I'm a chuyav, so I'm hearing shofar and shul, of course I answer amen. Roitz a lot says for birchas amen varach. I mean yotzer from the bracha of the person making the bracha. The vade chayav lanus amen. So of course, I have to answer amen. Lahoidos shegam hu mechazim mekayim amen varach, because that's showing that I agree with what that person's saying. Achin osbin and dafke shish v'kol habrach metchila atzayf. But the big difference is, as we said already in the previous sitman, when I'm being yoytzu with the bracha, then it's not enough just to hear the end of the bracha. I have to hear the entire bracha. Uketel b'simah reishit gimel sif gimel, as we said earlier in reishit gimel. Said chayav lanus, you have to answer amen. Why? Where do we have this idea that we have to answer amen? The ksiv, it says in the pasuk, kishem Hashem ekra avu goydel alakenu. When I call out on Hashem's name, we should bring goydel. V'amit chazal, it's in sechtes yuma. When I make a bracha, I mention Hashem's name. You bring greatness to Hashem by nias amen, by answering amen. So we said, you should answer amen. When you hear somebody davening, saying a tefillah, this halacha, that the Medrash says that not only when you hear somebody making a bracha, Shahakol Niyah B'dvarei, right? L'shmoya kol shofa, we answer amen. But when you hear someone blessing another member of Klal Yisrael, you should be gebenched, right? Or like we say the Misha Berach in Shul, right? So the guy has an aliyah and you make a Misha Berach, right? Or any time when you hear a member of Klal Yisrael giving someone else a blessing, you should answer amen. The Birchas Hamazon, there came the meaning that by when people say the Rachmans, you answer Amen, because what you, it's all brachas, right? It's all Harachman Yivarech, right? All bench, you should give us blessing. And therefore, you say Amen. It's brought down, and we mentioned this as well previously, but this is where this is very, it's very fits right in. Brought down when you hear the Mishaberech and Shul, right? So the Mishaberech being said is not for you, unless you have the Aliyah. But generally, if you're not the person who had the Aliyah, or you're not, hopefully you're not the Chayla, or you're not the soldier in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishaberech that you hear is generally not for you. Most of the times you hear Mishaberech, it's not for you. When you answer Amen, you're saying is, yes, I want that person, whoever, whatever the subject of that Mishaberech was, should get that bracha that he was blessed with, whether it's refuah or panasa, whatever the Mishaberech was for, right? Bracha, it's you're saying, Amen, I want that person. So it's brought down. See if he says here, the Aruch HaShulchan says it, that when you do that, you're mekayim the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha. And you can have that in mind. I want to be making, right? Even though we said that the mitzvahs d'oraisa don't need to have kavana, but it's always better to have kavana. So when you answer Amen and you say, I want that person to have the bracha, you're being mekayim the mitzvah. You can have in mind, I'm being mekayim, but even if you're not having in mind, you're mekayim the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha. I love my friend like me because I'm saying Amen. I want that guy to get the bracha. It has nothing to do with me. I totally want doing it just for that guy. Okay, says the Mechaber Vaita, Im hayim avarach apikairis, oikuti, oitinak, if the person make the bracha, is a apikairis, or a kuti, or a tinak, oi hayu gadol, vishina matbea brachais, or he's a gadol, and he did not make the bracha the way the chacham were masakin it, ein oitinarachar amen, you don't answer amen. Says the Ramah, okay, you know what, let's hold off on the Ramah, because I'm not sure we'll have time to get to it tonight, well, it's a slightly different topic. Avlim hayu, mi the chayul apikairis, now the mechaber clumps together over here apikairis, kuti, tinok, a child, and a gadol that changed from what the chacham said. Mashma the chacham din yisluhu says which it seems that they all have the same din. Just like the halacha is by a child, if you didn't hear the whole bracha, or a gadol that changed the words that the chacham said. Mashma for l'shama kol bracha piyam loyana amen. You should answer amen. The brachi lebatola kenu adin beilu. There is the same halacha by here. The avikad the gemara means shaf kuti einin nimshama kol bracha mipiv. That we did learn in the gemara that when a kuti makes a bracha, you can answer amen if you heard the entire bracha. And according to shematzul lahem, when it, by a child, if you're answering amen in order to be mechanachim, that's a different story. Technically, the child doesn't have a chiv and bracha. And according to Muslim, the Musioin Bahak Rizim Shay Oidnulov, Aval Achakachloy, this that we have in the Gemara, that which says that by Kuti, if you heard the whole bracha, you could answer Amen, that was before they caught them already with a new level of Odezara. But later on, they became totally Odezara, and then when they made brachas, they were not making a bracha to Hashem, they were having in mind this Odezara of this. The Kavanas and Lahak Rizim, they served this mountain. Vabikiris Nami and Kavanasla Shemaim Levitis Galulum, same thing with Apikiris. Vagrov a very pasik the Baili Ashanim Hashnayim Im Shama Kalabracha Mipiv Oinach Amen. However, the Gros says that you could answer Amen. Vishino, we have a Gadol who be changed. Without Kishin Baipin La Yotza Bracha Machbazet. So when he says change, you can't answer Amen. It means that he changed it in a way that the Bracha is not valid. Varek Bracha Vatola, does not answer Amen. Achra, Bracha Vatola, you don't answer Amen. Okay, let's, you know what, finish up the sif. Says the Ramah, you hear, if a guy makes a whole bracha, and you could answer amen. Let's see, why. A guy, right, so a guy is not as bad as a kuti. The kuti would take Hashem's name and have in mind the hag reason. The guy, if he made in mind his Avodah Zarah, he would mention his Avodah Zarah. He would say in the name of Yashka, the name of Buddha, whatever Avodah Zarah he serves. However, if a guy says Hashem Elokeinu, he means the God in heaven, our God. The Taz says that although the Ramah tells us that if you heard from a guy the whole bracha, you answer Amen, the Taz says you don't have to. It's optional. That he's saying is that if you want, you could, but you don't have to. Everyone should have a kosher in Pesach, and hopefully we'll be able to learn on Chol HaMoed starting on Tuesday, Metz Hashem. And hope everybody enjoys the Yantif, and thank you for listening.